This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All Things Covered listeners and viewers, emergency podcast is needed for today. Today is a special day, of course, the first official day of NFL. The free agency period is upon us right now. A lot of big name players are moving, relocating, going to new destinations, getting that bag, getting big time opportunities to cash in based on their services. And because this is an emergency podcast, clearly we're giving some breaking like news, and it's hard to really keep things contained nowadays with so many different outlets. But Pat Peterson, my family, my cousin, continue to play big time football, balled out the last 2 years for Minnesota. Last year, a huge year for Pat P, put up outstanding numbers. First and foremost, Pat P, I think it's only right to say we got to thank Minnesota.
Oh, no doubt about it.
We got to thank Minnesota, right? Is that fair?
That's very fair. I had the time of my life, man. Just the people that I had the opportunity to meet, the organization, first class. I mean, haven't been, you know, to a place that was quite, you know, so it was just so new, you know, just far as it was a state of the art, you know, facility, state of the art of stadium, locker rooms. It's training, you know, everything was just state of the art. Everything was just top of the line. And
as Pat was mentioning in regards to Minnesota, no question, state of the art facilities. They did a great job in welcoming Pat, his family. Heck, our podcast, we had an opportunity to do multiple shows in Minnesota, right? So Pat dead on when he talks about how family oriented Minnesota was in treating everybody, you know. Yeah. Pat P, the family, the podcast, man, they showed us a lot of love. You know what I mean? Yeah. But unfortunately, in regards to the business, you know, things happen. You know, relationships end a lot in the NFL. But before I give you the floor and the mic, Pat P, for our new listeners and viewers checking us out right now live on YouTube, make sure you hit the subscribe button. Tell a friend to tell a friend. For the Minnesota Viking fans that have been rocking with us over the last two seasons, we appreciate you. We would still love for you to continue to listen and watch us as well. But there's a new fan base that we need to tap into today. There's a new fan base that I consider to be the best fan base in professional sports, clearly one of the best fan bases in the NFL. Pat P, the floor is yours. I understand this is the first day of free agency.
Yeah.
First official day to be able to make things, to confirm things is Wednesday. But based on your knowledge, where do you plan on playing this upcoming season?
Man, me and my agent been on the phone all day today, you know, so trying to make sure, you know, the next spot for me will be, you know, a great fit, you know, for my skill set. And also just put me in a position to continue to make plays and be around a great culture, a great locker room, a great environment, you know. And we have, you know, had some teams that was calling today, and Minnesota was one of them. And we just wasn't able to, you know, cross that line with them. But, you know, for, you know, up until Wednesday, you know, my plan is to take my talents to the steel curtain, man. I'm going to take it to the Terrible Towels, man. I always obviously grew up watching all the greats there. You went to Super Bowls there. Obviously love Coach Tomlin and what he brings to the table. And just how consistent he is, how consistent the defense is, how consistent his team is year in and year out. And they're always in position to win ball games. And that's all you can ask for. to be in position to win ball games. You always, of course, I want to win a Super Bowl. And, you know, that's always far-fetched for 32 teams. But if you have an opportunity to get into the playoffs, that's where it all starts. And that new season starts again there. So Coach Tomlin has been there a couple of times. You know, Pittsburgh is one of the more storied franchises in the league. And why not want to be a part of something like that to finish off my career?
Here we go, Steelers. Here we go. Ooh, ooh. Baby, we here. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Man, first and foremost, how did this come about? Because you talked about 31 other teams that could use cornerback play. Out of all the teams that I felt like would definitely want your services, I never thought about Pittsburgh. Now, we've had Mike Tomlin on this show in years past. He talked about, you know, his love for your game. Even when you were coming out of LSU, you know what right. I mean? When I was playing for Pittsburgh.
High school.
Yeah, high school. Yes, yes, yes. When I was there, you know, I used to hype you up to the coaches there, he was always a big-time fan of your game. But how did this come about to be a reality in the next few days?
I'm going to tell you, Matt, God just working mysterious ways, man. It's just crazy how all of this is starting to become full circle to me, because I obviously watched you get drafted by Pittsburgh. You know, never came to a Pittsburgh game, but then when you went on to Arizona, had an opportunity to come watch you play in Arizona. Long story short, I get drafted there the following year when you go back to Pittsburgh. You know? And, you know, just and always been a big fan, you know, just how Mike T teams were just always, you know, prepared to play any given football game. Even if they was outmatched on paper, they would still be a competitive football team, and he's going to have his team prepared to fight. So I'm looking forward to all the cliches, all the sayings that Coach uses and things like that. But this was out of left field. You know, my agent was doing his job. And he was, you know, calling around and seeing what teams were wanting to have me in their locker room, and you know, and Pittsburgh was one of those teams that we felt that would be a great destination for me.
Well, Mike T is overly excited. He texts me. He's currently in Clemson, but he said, "Man, he is fired up. He is fired. Steeler Nation is fired up. Man, my phone is shaking from the vibration. People texting. People fired up." Man, there's a lot to really unpack with this news today. And like we said, there will be a few days before this will become confirmed, you know, legally in regards to the NFL side of things. But do you have an idea of what your role will be? Like, how will they utilize you in the defensive side of things?
You know, I really don't know. Didn't have opportunity to speak with anyone in the organization, you know, just yet to really get a clear understanding what that would be. But, you know, but going back and just watching how he used Joe Hayden, watching how he used Cam Sutton, who they just lost to Detroit, I kind of envision myself being like those guys, you know, being a guy that can be implemented into the game plan, not being a guy, you know, that's just lining up on one side of the field, you know, being able to mix and match me in different positions. So I'm looking forward to it. So I hope that is in coach plans, you know, especially now, being this late in my career, I feel like the game is so much slower to me now. So I see it at a different speed. I see it. I have a different perspective for it. I have so much more knowledge of what I have, understanding what's going to happen to me. And that's why I'm able to be in position to make plays. Yeah, I might not be the fastest anymore, but this right here is up top on top of my shoulder.
And clearly we saw how much the cerebral game is for you based on what you did last year for the Vikings. I mean, clearly their best corner, one of the best corners in the National Football League, according to PFF. Our friends there at PFF, we thank you for the love that you showed Pat P. So you have something left in the tank. Based on your knowledge through conversations, you know, will this be a one-year deal? Will this be a two-year deal? What are you thinking?
You know, that's what we're trying to iron out right now. You know, we're just trying to figure out, you know, iron out all the details, and hopefully, you know, by Wednesday, you know, everything can finally come to a full agreement. But know, but that's my plan as of right now is to be in the.
Well, man, I can tell you this much, man. Life comes at us full circle.
Yes,
I've played 1 year in Arizona, and the crazy part about that, you were still at LSU. You remember, you came to a game. Yep. I brought you to a game in Arizona. Yep, years down the line, you get drafted to Arizona. Yep. I get drafted to Pittsburgh, played my first 4 years in Pittsburgh, won two of these sticky Lombardis, by the way, right? And then, we can't forget about our other cousin, Walter McFadden. He had a stint with the Pittsburgh Steelers as well. They brought him up. Yep. Now, they're bringing another family member to the Berg. Man, they're going to welcome you with open arms. All of my connects that I had in Pittsburgh, I'm shifting them your way, my guy.
Oh.
And one thing about Pittsburgh, when you win, they treat you real good, Pat P. Ooh, I can't wait till they get you in the South Side. When you walk into the facility, you're going to instantly see six sticky Lombardis in the trophy case. Hall of Famer after Hall of Famer, the greats, Donnie Shell, Mel Blunt, Mean Joe Green, Lynn Swann, Starworth, man, Bradshaw, the list go on, TP, Troy, JB, man, this is legendary right here.
That's why I want to be a part of it, man. Another very, like I said early on, very storied franchise, man, and what better franchise would you want to, you know, kind of end your career off in, and especially when you have aspirations of being like all the greats that they have that came within that organization. So it's an honor, man.
Well, Pat P, it's no pressure, you know what I mean? But the last family member that was up there that played a few years there got two of these things. So
I know, you know. Man. I know. You got one your rookie year, you got the second one your third or fourth year?
Four, no question, man. Fans are chiming in. They're fired up. And for the people that feel like, well, you know, you're bringing in Pat P. He's 32, 33 years old. Pat, they just got to go watch the tape, right?
That's it. I'm done talking about my age, man, because, like, the proof is in the pudding, man. I know I still can ball. Like, I work and train entirely too hard and different. That's the thing. I train different from everybody else across the league. I train and work on things that I use and that I'm going to use and going to help me in games. I ain't doing all that fancy, unnecessary stuff, wasted movement. That's bad habits.
No question.
So
what is your mindset, Pat P, in regards to coming into a new situation? You know, everywhere you've been a leader. Right? You've been a leader. You've been able to command that role easily. But what is your mindset coming into this situation, knowing that you have guys like TJ already there, you know, Micah Fitzpatrick already there, you know, Cam Hayward already there, well-established guys, but clearly, you know, you've been known to be a leader. So what is your mindset when you walk into this locker room when they already have some well-respected names already on the defensive side of things specifically?
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
See, that's the thing, Matt. Ain't shit gonna change about me. That just comes with the terror. That just comes with me. Like, I don't go into a locker room trying to voice my opinion or say, guys, let's do this, or give a hoorah speech. That ain't me. I lead by an example. Mm-hmm. And got guys there that lead by an example. I'm just going to be another one added to the roster. And my goal is to come in there to help, continue to help the leadership committee, those leaders become stronger. You know, you only can become stronger, you know, when you're adding somebody that have your same attributes and same caliber, that have the same mindset. That's making your team better. Mm-hmm. And why would I want to come there and try to, you know, ruin anything what those guys got going on? I'm Pat P. I'm going to be Pat P. And when I walk in that locker room, everywhere I go, people just like me.
You're a likable guy. You're a likable guy.
I don't do anything different. I just go in there and be me.
So have you thought about, because you know how I feel, and this is very, very important for me, and I know this is important for you. Have you thought about jersey number options?
Like, no, man, I haven't. I don't think nobody was rocking number 7 last year.
I don't think anybody was rocking 7 last year either. I think Norwood or some, I think Norwood, a young kid in the secondary, had 21.
Yes.
I don't admit, one thing about Pittsburgh, they're not an organization that retires numbers just to anybody. Now, one would think Big Ben probably would have his number eventually retired. I don't know. But who knows? I don't know if Big Ben would be like, yeah, Pat P can wear it. Who knows? I don't know. But those are things you got to iron out in the next few days outside of the paperwork side of things.
Right, yeah.
But I would love to rock 7, though.
I said I would love to rock number 7.
Oh, I already know. We all know that. 7 got right. 7 got you 5 picks last year.
Hey, man, 7 always been special to you, boy, man. Always been special to me, man.
No, and that's the thing, because going back to high school, you always wore 7. What you wore in Pop Warner?
So Pop Warner, crazy thing, number 2 was my favorite, because Deion Sanders was my favorite athlete growing up.
Uh-huh.
All through Pop Warner, I rocked number 2. And I had number 2 until my 9th grade in high school, the JV year, I rocked number 2. But then when I got to my junior and senior year, I had a change of heart, you know, because my dad, he was number 70. He was a Blanche Ely High legend as well.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we had the same, well, my first name was Patrick at the time. My last name was Johnson. And my dad name is Patrick Peterson.
Yep.
So, and you know, being a kid, you always want to follow after your dad's footsteps. And when I got to high school, all you hear about, man, Pat P used to do this when he was in high school. Man, he used to do that when he was in high school. So I was like, man, you know, when I get on varsity, I want to rock number 7 to be just like Pops.
Yeah.
That's how 7 kind of grew on me very, very heavy. Then I went over to LSU. Number 2 was an option at LSU, but Demetrius Byrd was rocking number 2, so I knew
wide
I wasn't
receiver.
So I knew I wasn't getting number 2 there. And Ali Highsmith had just left to go to the draft, so I knew 7 was open. So I was like, I can definitely keep on 7, and the rest is history. What I did at LSU,
no question. Hey man, we got a lot of fans, you know, chiming in, man. They're elated as well. Fans, let us know what jersey number you would love to see Pat P rock. Also, for all the fans that are chiming in, checking with us for the very first time, please hit that like and subscribe button. All Things Covered, big time podcast featuring yours truly, Pat P, and myself. We usually have big time fans on our show, big time guests, I'm sorry, on our show, but this was an emergency pod to release the new information from Pat P that his plans will be to sign with the Pittsburgh Steelers, the 6-time Super Bowl championship organization, the Pittsburgh Steelers. Pat P, one last thing for you, man. What type of player will the Pittsburgh Steelers be getting in you?
The same exact player that they saw last year and more, because I'm in the lab right now working on all the miscues that I felt that I had last year. That's going to help me become a better player this year.
Mm-hmm. And also, too, Pat P, you look at your new teammates. I mentioned some of the guys on the defensive side, but, you know, you got an up-and-coming wide receiver in George Pickens, second-year quarterback in Kenny Pickett. You got Deontay Johnson, Najee Harris, who we had on the show as well. Man, what are your thoughts about some of your new teammates?
Man, I'm excited, man. You know, that's what I have in conversation with my wife, you know, early on before, you know, we kind of made the final decision that's where we want to be, is that these guys have talent. You know, I know the aspiration is always, she was like, well, can they win a Super Bowl? I was like, any team can win a Super Bowl. It's just all about if they have the right momentum at the right time. Mm-hmm. But all you can ask for is have an opportunity to be in position. And I feel like Pittsburgh, year in and year out, if they don't have a quarterback controversy or inconsistent quarterback play, they're going to be in the playoffs. I won't necessarily say it's automatic, but it's the proof is in the pudding. If they have a solid quarterback play, because the defense is going to be solid year in, long as they have solid quarterback play, Mike Tomlin's team is going to be prepared enough to make it into the playoff throughout the span season.
Hey, Pat P, what exactly happened with Minnesota that allowed you to be able to test the waters elsewhere? Because I know going into this process, based on how they treated you, how much success you had there, you definitely wanted to go back. That was your first priority. Yeah. But what actually happened?
Yeah, no doubt about it, man. I definitely wanted to, you know, go back to Minnesota. I even, before I made the decision to go make the decision to plan on signing with Pittsburgh. Yeah. You know, are you sure? You know, like, this is what I want to come back. It's just, you know, we just can't make it happen. You know what I mean? So, you know, obviously.
So it's basically Minnesota not willing to kind of bend the extra distance to kind of get things done for you that will make it comfortable for both sides, or?
Yeah, for the most part.
Yeah. You know, so it's basically it was more business than anything.
And it was all clean, good adult men business, and how it's supposed to be.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
It wasn't curveballs. It wasn't nothing. It was how it's supposed to be, and I can't do nothing but appreciate that. And
no question. You know, and what about the fans that have been cheering you on the last 2 years in Minnesota, man? You have anything to say in regards to just, you know, how appreciative you've been for the way they treated you?
Yeah, I got nothing but love for the Skull Nation. Everybody in that Minnesota community, man, they just took me in with open arms, and I felt like it was home. You know, I really did, you know, and Minnesota started to grow on me, because living in Arizona for 10 years, I didn't have seasons. I never lived in snow. You know, I didn't have to prepare the house differently, you know, when the winter rolled around. You know, I didn't have to have heated blankets and have these Canada Goose hoodies. I'll never forget my first year there, I went crazy on the Canada Goose.
Yeah.
Fella, man, I had to stay warm, man. I never experienced that before. So to have those 2 years there, to have the time of my life, have my kids be able to experience something like that, because me growing up, I ain't experienced nothing like that. So I thank Minnesota for, you know, giving me an opportunity to come there to showcase my talent, to be able to come there and play with Harrison Smith, Eric Kendricks. Obviously grew up with, growing up, watching us play at LSU and me watching him grow up and having a side of him and seeing where his career is going. You know, it's just so many great things that I can say about that place. All the media personnel in the locker room each and every day after the games, been great people, man. Just top to freaking bottom, man. Just every person that I ran across was just a class act there in Minnesota. And I couldn't ask for a better place to spend 2 years.
Yeah. And I second everything that you just hit on. The way they treated me, you know, the podcast, anytime we wanted to do something up there, they made sure we had an open door policy. All the fans did a great job in supporting the podcast, supporting everything that was attached to your name. And even when we went up there for a game, you know what I mean? It was phenomenal. So a highly respected first-class organization. I can say that about Minnesota. Highly respected first-class fans as well. I know there are a lot of fans on Twitter that was a little salty based on hearing that you won't be signing with the organization. But it wasn't just about Pat Pete not wanting to go. Clearly, the business side of things didn't iron out, and that's why, you know, he was looking elsewhere. But like I said, everything that Pat hit on in regards to the appreciation, how professional everything was done in Pittsburgh, I second all of that. We lost Pat for a few. Hopefully we're able to get him back. But yes, we came on Emergency Podcast, all things covered. Patrick Peterson, Brian McFadden wanted to break the big time news in regards to where Pat P will plan on signing with in the next few days. That is the Pittsburgh Steelers. Pat P, I know you lost, we lost you, but I would just echo in everything that you were talking about in regards to the appreciation for Minnesota. The Juicy Lucy burgers were phenomenal. Everything was phenomenal. And you talked about everything that you got in regards to the winter. The good thing for you, you can utilize the same goose hoodies and jackets in Pittsburgh, because Pittsburgh gets a little cold as well. Not as cold as Minnesota, but that Hawk will be out there. With this, you know, as you iron out in the next few days the logistics and the ins and outs of this contract with the Pittsburgh Steelers, do you foresee yourself ending your career in Pittsburgh? Is that like the ultimate goal?
Man, honestly, Mac, my goal was to play 14 seasons, you know, and if we're able to, you know, iron out, you know, the details and the years that I will like in this contract, probably so.
I like it.
I don't foresee myself, you know, moving around anymore, you know, after this contract for the most part.
And I got quite a few fans texting me. They said as soon as you announce your number, the jersey will be ordered instantly.
Let's go.
They fired up. Hey, Steeler Nation is fired up, man. Shout out to Ken, man, my good friend in Ken in Houston. By the way, he said he's going to have a suite ready for us because the Steelers do travel to Houston. We just don't know when, so they already getting fired up. The Steelers fans in Houston are already fired up, man. Say they're going to have a suite for all things covered if we want to be there.
I can't wait to see them terrible towels.
Oh, man.
Dude, I can't wait to go there. If, you know, if everything, I pray that everything continues to work in the right direction, but I can't wait to get my kids all their terrible towel stuff, their shirts, the black and yellow. It's live, baby. We in there. Let's go.
Hey, when you hear that Renegade, man, in the fourth quarter, man, it sends chills through your body. Woo! And like I said, life is better when the Pittsburgh Steelers are winning football games. The NFL is better when the Pittsburgh Steelers are winning football games. And you better believe what we saw last year was just a small sample size of things to come in regards to some of the young players playing big-time moments, getting better, getting more experience, continuing to add big-time playmakers in the locker room like yourself. This is going to be a fun ride in 2023. Thank you for all our viewers tuning in, checking us out. Like I said, if this is your first time checking out our show, make sure you hit that like and subscribe button. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Here we go, Steeler Nation. You already know what time it is. Y'all rock with me. It's only right you rock with Pat P. The newest member will be the newest member of the Pittsburgh Steelers in the coming few days when it will become a confirmation. But thank you for joining us for this emergency podcast. All things covered. And look how how life comes to us full circle. As you guys see, the colors are already kind of black and yellow already, so we ain't got to do any changing to our graphics from our graphic department team. We already got everything locked and loaded, baby. Pat P, hey, man, continue to work on your golf stroke. Enjoy your offseason. And in the next few days, as we continue to monitor this situation, we can't wait for this to be confirmed that Pat P will be a Pittsburgh Steelers. Steelers just got better today. Here we go.
Yes, sir. Let's get it, baby.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast wherever you get your podcasts.